You started on this farm in 1929, that's right?
1929, yeah.
What did the police around here, what did they think about the farmers picketing? How did they react?
I don't recall it. We were interfered with so much by the police here in Lowville. But I think that probably the sheriff department, there were some haystacks burned and some things like that.
Okay.
But the sheriff department investigated it, but I think he took the attitude that this was like a quarrel between a husband and wife. They didn't want to get involved with unless there was some murder done or something like that, and they had to.
The police, what did they do about the strikes?
Oh, I think they had a couple of state policemen being up there. Could have been no, I don't believe it was state police. It was sheriff's. That's St. Louis County Sheriff.
Okay.
I had a couple of men.
Right.
But they didn't get in.
Didn't get involved.
They got back and I don't remember seeing anybody get fighting or anything
okay.
like that.
Okay.
They took the
cover
and I'm not sure if anything like that. Well, the milk was spilled. So
right,
I recall, I don't really remember, but they probably took the top back in a little while.
Yeah. Was there hard feelings after the strikes, though?
Yeah, I think so between some people.
Yeah.
They're going on a long time, too.
Right, right.
Neighbor against neighbor, some places.
Right, right.
Things that, you might talk over the fence, but you still have each other head in the back of your mind.
Yeah, that's.
He was on that milk strike,
Right, right.
Things like this.
How about the people in the town, the non-farmers, or even around, your neighbors, anybody who wasn't, how did they feel about it?
I don't really remember. I know it was a big thing for them because they were all down there around the farm watching.
Watching it, yeah, I've heard that everybody used to go down there. Right.
Sure, it was a big thing.